This week, we're taking a look at the music of 2010 and some of the trends. The year saw CD sales continue to plummet. Online music sales leveled off after years of growth. Nevertheless, NPR's Otis Hart will remember the year for musicians who dared to think big.
The music of 2010 boils down to one word: ambitious. Several critically acclaimed artists went all in and released albums of staggering scope this year, as if to counter the nonstop hand-wringing of an industry in decline. These works, from all over the pop spectrum, served as an artistic stimulus package, pumping blood into an industry that, coincidentally or not, greeted the downturn in the economy by retreating to the bedroom and tightening its belt in 2009.
Come on, skinny love, just let's sing it.
Bon Iver's Justin Vernon was the poster boy for musical austerity the last few years. But look where Vernon ended up this year. In Hawaii, recording with Kanye West for the rapper's larger-than-life My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, a skyscraping Jenga tower of an album. An album with one clear message: come hard or don't come at all.
Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it.
Others took a less maximalist but no less ambitious approach. Joanna Newsom put aside her harp and picked up the gauntlet, writing a three-disc opus of quiet folk songs that felt louder than most rock and roll this year. Nothing challenged our expectations in 2010, however, quite like Sufjan Stevens' The Age of Odds.
If I was a different man, if I had blood,
Stevens has never suffered from a lack of ambition. His Illinois album was an apex of opulent pop, but no one could have seen this coming. Bleeps, bloops, drum machines, even the occasional orchestra. The Age of Odds is the kind of album that forces listeners to acclimate to it. Stevens, like a number of other artists this year, seems to be resisting the trend toward music as a lifestyle accessory, and forcing us to appreciate it in and of itself. A risky move, for sure, but at this point, what's there to lose?
NPR's Otis Hart looking back on a year when pop music went big. Tomorrow, we'll look at jazz.